Blog Talk Radio.
That nigga slutter smut, the riders when they on Facebook. Kept them slipping at these rallies and they act real shook. 24-7 on the grind, my comrades putting it work. New generation, the Panther organizing the turn. Deal with the brothers on the block, cause we the last ones that they got. Beat the people, bang on cops, political air and break the law. Couple cops for the masses, build community defense. While these bootlicking bougie ass niggas ride the fence. Unused to us, a booster, ain't no half-ends to the movement. I got elders and soldiers, fuck, still dedicated to it. It's a lifetime commitment, black riders gon' represent it. Flipping the tribalism with our OG locked in prison. But thanks to General Top, sympathizing with the block. And nobody gave a fuck, they assassinated Pop. Like they assassinated Malcolm, set him up to see Obama. But we coming for revenge, and I put that on my mama.
Like they wanna end police brutality. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? In the same sense, the niggas say they wanna be free. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? No blood to bleed, niggas sweat and keep the G. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? You can try to poke a hole in Black Rider philosophy, but you never do that, cause you got no blood to bleed. No blood to bleed.
I'm a rise to the day I'm buried, to go out in the burst of flames. My business as a revolutionary, I'm the last of a dying breed. Pray to God I live long enough to teach my seed, fulfilling my legacy. Ride on the enemy, I'm peak when they plot, but they more kept zipping niggas and start to kill on my block. These cowards fake as fuck, they rat you out to the cops, smile at your face. But these niggas got me twisted like lies with wood. Well, fake niggas I can't fuck with. Niggas are shady nowadays, so be careful who you run with. Precision shots, only thing my guns fit. Niggas be working for the state, so they can less of they hit. Not every government agent wears a gun on his hip. Strategically placed cooperatives to roam in the midst. Gotta learn from my mistakes, separate the real from the fake. It's the reason why these bougie try to leave your niggas fake.
People say they wanna end police brutality, but how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? In the same sense, the niggas say they wanna be free. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? No blood to bleed, niggas sweat and keep the G. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? You can try to poke a hole in Black Rider philosophy, but you never do that, cause you got no blood to bleed. No blood to bleed.
I'm a straight rider, you don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police barking at me, but they can't do nothing to me.
Motherfuckers to pay, I got no time for these bitches, cause these hoes
my business as a rider.
Capitalism white supremacy is ordained by God, that this is the natural state of affairs for our people to be constantly brutalized and murdered in the street while being unarmed by a brute beast police, a racist people. That it is natural and normal and ordained by God for us to live in the filthy slums and the foul conditions that they forced us into, pushing us at the bottom, pushing us into the lower class, the wealthy proletariat, the ones who are unemployed, underemployed, and unemployable, who live in shacks and apartments where the rats and the roaches live better than we do. They want us to believe that this was ordained by God, that this is a natural state of affairs, that we can never change our situation in a dramatic way, in a quick way. They want us to believe that we should apply our grievances with emphasis, become a part of the system to change it. And we know time and time again the hypocrisy of Western democracy, of the racist U.S. government, has lied to us, tricked us, promised us, but failed to return. Because they are bent on our extermination. They are bent on our genocide. And they don't want us to know the truth of what went down around the world when people, other people, melanated Africans and other people on the planet were put in similar situations and oppressed based on race and class, and how they rose up against their oppressors and took their land back and took their true freedom. This is why it's so important to study different revolutions in world history. A better way to look at it, a deeper way to look at it, is we must understand the value of the hit and run. The value of the hit and run. We must understand that in most revolutions across the planet, it always started off with just a handful of people. Sometimes even one person had the audacity to stand up against the brute beast police where they was at, against the occupying forces where they was at. All around the world, people stood up, and it was just a handful that started it off because they understood the value of that hit and run. Hit and run. And see, we must get out the notion of the white man's style of fighting, his conventional warfare, which is based on accumulating a large amount of troops, which is based on accumulating a large amount of weapons and having a decisive battle head up. And this is how he has won time and time again in his battles and war. And of course, he used our people and put us on the front line to be bullet pillows, a part of his slave army to fight our people and melanated people across the planet seeking liberation. We must refuse and reject joining his demon white man army of oppression, of colonization. Usually, these small groups grew as time went on because every action that they took, every move that the freedom fighters made brought about more toxicness, brought about education to the oppressed on who the real enemy really was. Because the enemy, when he came through and invaded and colonized their respective lands, their respective nations, he always tricked them. He always convinced them to fight against each other using the divide and conquer tactic, making the oppressed fight the oppressed instead of the oppressed going against the oppressor. So as the small group of revolutionaries began to move with that hit and run, they raised people's consciousness that it was possible to defy the oppressor, that it was possible to slap the shit out of him and get away, to smash on him in small increments. And see, the oppressor, by him accumulating these large armies, a lot of weapons, he tries to convince us that He's too strong. He's so powerful that he can't be defeated. But every military has a weakness. Every armor has a chink that we need to just study, look into, and find out about. And one of the biggest things that a person knows, no matter where he's at on the planet, is that the people are deeper. That the mass majority are deeper than him. He's usually nothing but a feeble minority. He used these weapons to terrorize and intimidate and continue to dominate, continue the jacking of our land, continue the jacking of our labor, the jacking of our resources and precious minerals. This is what oppression is really all about. White supremacy and capitalism is based on dominating and controlling. We must shake off this value, this false standards of life, this false standards of military battle. And that's why we must understand the value of the hidden run. Huey P. Newton, when he created the Black Panther Party for self-defense in 1956, he learned about different revolutions that took place in world history. He understood that in every situation, no matter how many guns, no matter how many knives, no matter how many tanks that the oppressor had, the oppressed, the colonized people could still jack that and take it and use it against the oppressor. And this is why it's so important for us to study and learn the lessons of the tactics and strategy that was applied in Haiti, that was applied in Korea, China, Cuba, Vietnam, Algeria, Nicaragua. Revolutions took place in all of these areas, both in the past and in contemporary times. We must understand the value of our culture, the value of our heritage. Because the white man, he robbed us. He robbed us of our name, robbed us of our language, robbed us of our land, and robbed us of the very essence of our being. And as we talked about in the last class, Frantz Fanon, the Algerian African revolutionary, taught us that we must understand that when the colonized kills the oppressor, he kills two people. He not only kills the oppressor, but he kills the oppressed within himself. This is what Huey P. Newton learned. This is what Bobby Seale learned when they created the Black Panther Party for self-defense, that it was possible to achieve total liberation and salvation of a black nation. We must look into our situation deeply. We must learn the lessons that went on in Haiti back in the late 1700s. We had Christophe Dessalines and Toussaint Louverture. They organized the Haitian people, Africans, who have been drugged from the Middle Passage on a rotten slave ship down to the Caribbean area and forced into absolute slavery, primarily by the French. But the Spanish was involved. The British was involved. Down there, every European power at that time was involved in the total subjugation and genocide of the Haitian people. But Toussaint came along strong. He organized a small band, starting with recruiting Dessalines and Christophe. And they went and battled with a small force until they raised the consciousness and educated the Haitian people and defeated primarily the French. Napoleon, with his short man, complex, the same demon that blew the nose off the Sphinx with a cannonball. This demon was bent on white errant control and domination of the planet. He had planned to use Haiti as a stepping stone, a military base to invade America, North America. Once he had built that military base in Haiti, he was going to use his control based on his domination of Louisiana in America to funnel troops in, to boot out the British and the other colonial powers that was colonizing North America at that time. But because of the revolution that took place with the Haitian people, who stood strong in battle, use a freedom fighter tactic of hit and run. They were able to expel the Spanish. They were able to military defeat the British, and all of these cowards got their ass kicked, smashed on by real black power, by real black revolution. So he had a border plan and couldn't invade into America. We have to understand that Americans would be speaking French, and they would be dominated by France. But the Haitian Revolution cut that short. Toussaint, understanding the value of yellow fever, a disease that only hit primarily the Europeans of that area, and he blended it and molded it with that hit and run and was able to expel all these cowards. So this shows us, in fact, in proof, regardless of what the oppressors say, that revolution ain't possible. This shows us, in fact, that our people can rise up and establish true liberation. So we move on, and we look at other situations. We look at the situation in Cuba with Fidel Castro and Che Guevara. They started out primarily with 12 people until they ultimately booted out Batista, ultimately booted out the racist U.S. government back forth. They had plans on turning Cuba into an immoral, raggedy Las Vegas island. They wanted to continue to exploit the sugar and all the precious minerals of Cuba. But Fidel Castro came along, Che Guevara and plenty of freedom fighters. And they expelled Batista, whooped his ass. And he had all kind of racist U.S. government military weapons, tanks and planes. And them using antiquated weapons and hit and run, they were able to smash on his ass. Let's go to the situation that happened in Vietnam. In the late 1960s and went on into the 70s, we had Ho Chi Minh pushing and smashing and organizing the Viet Cong. Their first primary enemy, even at that time, was the French, France, and their imperialism, their colonization. And then the battle that went on, like the one that went on in 1954, they were able to expel and boot out the French using hit and run and understanding the nature of their land. And like Malcolm X said, understanding the value of the nighttime, understanding the value of the knife and the ability to slip from one soldier slashing throat to the next soldier without even being detected and seen. Camouflage tactics. Using nature, using the land as a weapon against the enemy. He didn't know it, who was from a foreign land, a mother country, and he didn't understand the land. In fact, the European psyche is based on being at war with nature. And our people in the freedom fighters understood that they could use nature, could blend with nature, and use it as a weapon against the evil European demon. So after they expelled the French in Vietnam, in come racist America, who wanted to step up to the plate after they seen their homeboys, the French, get their ass whooped. So they want to step into the battle. This is what the so-called Vietnam War was about. It was really a Vietnamese revolution, and the racist U.S. government and their military pigs went in to crush it, to suppress it. And what happened? No, they got their ass kicked. They got smashed on and booted the hell out. Yes, the so-called greatest military on the planet got their ass cooked, kicked, fucked off by a bunch of poor people using poor people's war against their enemy. Same thing went on in China with Mao Zedong, the Chao En Lai, and they organized a billion Chinese to boot out Chao En Lai and Chiang Kai-shek. We must understand that. And these same idiots had all kind of European and racist U.S. government military weapons, and they got booted out, smashed on, and the Chinese Revolution was triumphant, and victory was established. We look at what went on in Algeria. Our people, the Africans, went against, once again, the French, booted their ass up out of Algeria. In Nicaragua, you have the Sandinistas smashing, moving on Somoza and this racist National Guard. Boot their ass out. So we must understand that time and time again that the racist European demon, that the racist U.S. government has been defeated in battle. They want to hide this from us. They want to fool us, especially us blacks here within America, who are colonized and dominated in our community, living poor. We were in a situation where we the first fired and the last hired. So we ain't tricking with this gang banging, this black on black against each other, because they understand that white oppression brings about self-hatred. They understand it brings about pain and frustration, not being able to pay your bills, not being able to feed your children. All this brings about frustration and pain, especially after they robbed us of our heritage. And they tricked us into fighting each other. They don't want us to unify. This is why we must come together as a people and recognize what's really going on. Malcolm X taught us there ain't no peaceful revolution. There has been no successful revolution that's been based on just peace. Revolution is based on land, but it's also based on bloodshed to the fullest, all day, every day, and even on a Sunday. That's what true freedom fighting is all about. But let's go deeper. Let's go deeper than just the hit and run. If you look at the colonial situation around the planet, among people, you'll see that the racist white minority will concentrate itself primarily within the city and those areas so they can dominate the resources and control commerce going in and out the colonial country so they can be able to have a successful way to continue to exploit. So the freedom fighters understood that the oppressor would take over the urban area. And the most oppressed people was in the outskirts, in the rural areas, in the shanty town, near the jungles or the mountains. And the freedom fighters understood that. This is why they would concentrate mainly in the jungles, mainly in the mountains, so they can use that natural environment to hide and to hit and run and use surprise tactics against the enemy. And as they took over the majority of the shanty towns and the mountains and the jungles, this ultimately in a military tactic, the city where the oppressor was dominated, where he was concentrated at. And through that slow takeover of that shantytown area, in them jungles and the mountains, time and time again, they were able to successfully choke out the city where the oppressor was. They were able to jack back their precious gold, diamonds, oil, cobalt, like slowly but for surely choking out the enemy until ultimately they moved in with their freedom fighter forces and toppled the city. Mao Zedong, the leader of the Chinese Revolution, told us that the planet must be looked at the same way. America is the superpower of the planet. They consider themselves to be the pigs of the planet. And Mao Zedong taught us that the outskirts can be used in a similar situation in a colonial environment on a planetary scale. We must understand that the infrastructure of racist American imperialism exists not only within America, but without in their colonies abroad. So every defeat of their colonial control of a respective nation aids us, helps us in our struggle against him here, and vice versa. The more we push, we help liberate those tentacles, chopping them off that within colonial countries that's abroad. We must understand how everything on the planet is connected. America is dominating the planet based on white supremacy and capitalism. They have flaws, they have weaknesses, and primarily, they are worried about the blacks trapped within racist America. We are the ones who can bring freedom to the whole planet. And they understand this. They understand our power. They just don't want us to look outside of America. They want us to consider ourselves to be nothing but a minority and go about our rights, go about our freedom with a passive, hat in a hand, beg and approach. Now understand that we represent the world majority, and that in no time, we need a white genetic annihilation, plus us pushing hard. They are steadily shrinking. More white people are dying than they're being born. Not just within racist America, but on the planet. And they know through time and us pushing hard for freedom that they will lose and we will win. We must have faith and hope and believe in the power of our ancestors and draw the lessons, draw the tactics, draw the strategies that's necessary to bring about the absolute liberation and salvation of a black nation. Black power all day, every day, and even on a Sunday. Death to white supremacy, death to capitalism, death to imperialism, and death to fascism. That's what we pushing. For real, though, this black rock, the new generation, Black Panther Party, for self-defense. We're going to bring on a couple callers, but first we're going to take a small music break. Get your pens out, sharpen your weapons, because it's going down. Black power and all power to the people.
We as black people need to unite. We need to get together as soon as possible. We're being smoked and killed by these pigs every single day. Driving while I'm black, walking while I'm black, breathing while I'm black. They gun us down in the street.
Fresh boots for the new recruits. I raise an arm and a salute as I address the troops. They say black riders is extreme, that's how we gotta move. And tell the truth, we've been betrayed, so now we sucker proof. Niggas hating cause we do it like no other do. They throwing shade, we still shining like the month of June. Let these suckers speculate while we keep making moves. We pace across the nation, drop power states. Our number twos bring terror to the state, cause we propagating in the booth. Asthmatic with the flow and spreading like the flu. We military campaign on the track. Most of the niggas in the game seeking fame in they raps. Guess the grain breaks psychological chains with these facts. Sticking move on these haters, launch a counterattack. Learn the lessons from the past, so we sticking with the jab. Keep these suckers at a distance while we execute the task.
We must pick up the gun and aim it in the right direction. Before too long, we as black people have been tricked, bamboozled, and manipulated by the evil racist demons who run this country, who run the United States of America. These demons have caused massacres and mass amount of slavery. Back in the days on the plantation, the most rebellious leader would be drugged in front of the plantation. All the slaves we brought out the hut. We as black people have been bust upside the head, drugged from Africa, and forced to change to pick cotton for these bust ass demons.
This rap is revolutionary African propaganda scattered throughout the entire planet. Communication device like antennas and satellites. Every time I grab the mic and recite what I write, it's like lyrical spirituals of enslaved ancestors round the campfire plotting how to defeat the oppressor. We're youth, we're the root of the revolution. We need wealth redistribution to control our institutions. We're ruthless, rebellious warriors, black riders. The spirit of Tupac is inside us, it's thug life. I represent the resurrection, the insurrection. It's time to criticize the unjust with the weapon.
He will be brutally assassinated for rebellious activity in order to instill fear into our people. For far too long, generation after generation, we have been instilled with this fear. We have been instilled with this cowardice. Now it's time for us to stand up and get together to represent black power every hour. We represent the Black Rock, which is the new generation Black Panther Party for self-defense. We recognize the old generation, the old Black Panther Party, got brutally assassinated by the evil demons. COINTELPRO and J. Gay Edgar Hoover. He pushed in the crack cocaine, had Hewitt and everybody smoking dope. Now we recognize what's going on. Now we see that you manipulated us and pumped guns into our community. They smuggled these things into the black community to confuse us, to trick us, and to banging on each other. Now we aware, we are conscious. We recreated the Black Panther Party because it was a need to retaliate on the evil demons. On this mic, you're here today. Comrade, Minister of Public Relations, ERF, to get at y'all, to make y'all understand what needs to be understood. This is Sergeant Scar, our ground force commander. He coming through banging on y'all, letting y'all know the truth. Busting you a sergeant head and breaking.
oath.
Earthquake 7.0, spin a verse to make the earth shake. Natural disaster, volcanic eruption, magma reducing these cats to ashes like overkill to the maximum. Scientific reaction, unbalanced with shifted acts. My tectonic plates that clash and cause a massive same reaction. Shake the earth's surface, Armageddon, like the Quranic verses. Prophesize the coming of the enemy, Islamic service. My magnitude is split the concrete. Ain't the forces made by man can stop me from kicking off a tsunami. Our competition can body with something that you cannot see. We like volcanoes spewing lava when we drop heat. Banging on these Nazis, me and Evie rock beats. Us the conscious rappers is like Stalin versus Trotsky. A monsoon with 100-foot waves. We kicking asses, taking names, making them fast and say evacuate.
Can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop.
Massive havoc on capitalist fascist bastards, causing major damage to management, manufacturing, post-traumatic flashing on spasm, I'm getting active. From thornstores to moratoriums, I'm going hard, blow hard like I'm on the phone, y'all, oh lord. We wash everything away like tidal waves, black riders, revolutionary, suicidal, man. We march as far as the whirlwind, we will win. We kill shit to build shit to the world end. Tornadoes, hurricanes, typhoons influencing the youth with the music flooding like monsoon. I'm monsoon with war moves, I won't lose. I wreck your home like the retro storms. I go from flaming hot to extra cold. We the weather used for weapons and war. Let's go.
Can't stop, can't stop, can't stop.
The weather is wet on the wall. Wiping out, can't stop. It's inevitable.
Black power, and all power to the people. This is General Taco representing the Black Riders, the new generation, Black Panther Party for self-defense. And this is our Black Survival Class radio show. And the topic today is different revolution. In world history, that hit and run, surprise attack, all day, every day, even on a Sunday. Let's go to our first caller. Let's go to 510-712-510-712. You're on Black Survival Class Radio Show. Black power and all power to the people.
Black power, all power to the people. Power to the people. Can you hear me out there?
Yes, sir. Black power.
Black power, black power, black power. This is Eda West, Minister of Public Relations. Or the Black Riders Liberation Party, New Generation Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. I'm calling live out of Oakland, California, home of the original Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, founded in 1966 by Dr. Huey P. Newton. And I'm on a historic landmark spot right now as we speak. Martin Luther King, formerly known as Grove Street. This is one of the main Black Panther strips. I wanted to draw a panther bat off of what the general was speaking, the good teachers about the international revolution, successful revolutions in the struggle for liberation, national independence, total liberation across the world. The Black Panther Party had drew heavily from the influences of successful liberation struggle, national independence struggles around the world. Conrad had mentioned France Fanon and the Algerian struggle, the struggle of Algeria and the FLN. He mentioned the Vietnam comrades, forefathers such as Ho Chi Minh and General Giap. Mentioned the Cuban Revolution led by Che Guevara, led by Fidel Castro. I wanted to let people understand though that, you know, there is no, this is something I say, it's there is no national, you can't have an international revolution without first developing or simultaneously developing national independence or a form of nationalism. But since there no nations can exist in the empire and it's only colonies, you got to develop the colonies into communes. And to sustain the struggle for liberation of all oppressed people, communalism is the basic principle, you know, to lead us to certain things, to lead us to an egalitarian society. Because what we're dealing with right now is a totalitarian society. There's only two forms of government. There's totalitarian and egalitarian. And the totalitarian government, what we under right now, is a form of fascism that allows us to think that we have some kind of democracy. They provide us some fake version of freedom of speech that allows us to supposedly say something about the government, but they really don't allow you to use the speech in a real liberating way, you know? Because as soon as you start to do that, they start to enforce certain laws like the H.R. 347 that prohibits you from speaking out against the government in specific areas where the social, the Secret Service or high-level government officials may be. Black Panther Party for Self-Defense consider themselves the revolutionary heirs of the legacy of Malcolm X. Malcolm X was assassinated in 1965. When he left the Nation of Islam, he had developed an organization called the Organization of African American Unity. The Organization of African American Unity had a political philosophy of black nationalism. He had developed this understanding from the influence of the Organization of African Unity, which was a unification of different national independence struggles on the continent of Africa. Independence struggles such as countries, territories like Tanzania, like Kenya, you know what I'm saying, like Algeria, like Libya under Muammar Gaddafi's rule, which he was recently murdered. And the situation right now that's going on in Libya is, with the slavery, the shadow slavery that's taking place, is a cause and effect of the fascist attacks and the coup d'etat that was set up by the U.S. government under the rule of the Obama administration. So basically what I'm saying is there's always been influence with our struggles here connected with the independence, national struggles against oppression in other places of the world. You know what I mean? And like General Taco said before, you know, every blow that we strike here internally in the belly of the beast, it helps the other national independence liberation struggles across the globe. And every strike that they do, it helps the struggle for liberation here. You know what I'm saying? The folks out there in India, known as the Naxalites, you know what I'm saying, the New People's Army out there in the Philippines against fascist Duarte, you know, these are protracted struggles. The revolution is a process. It's not just a limited to just one particular event. You know what I'm saying? So every process, everything that happens is just leading to a whole. This is just a part of a whole spectrum. But we play a very, very big part as Africans in America, the people who this military-industrial complex was built off of, the proceeds and the profits of slavery and colonialism. So it's really up to us. If black people don't get free, ain't nobody going to get free. So, you know what I'm saying? I want to say this. I want to leave with this quote that, internationalism without black nationalism, if you black, internationalism without black nationalism is really integration. It's not self-determination. You know what I'm saying? People want to just skip the step of nationalism. I want to skip the step of communalism and developing community control or communal control as an infrastructure to liberate the struggle. You can't just skip the step. If you don't have nothing to offer the international struggle, you just go colonize yourself. You just go make yourself into a colony because you have nothing to offer. You just go be dependent on whoever else then liberated themselves. I just wanted to leave with that. Black power and all power to the people.
Black power, black power, all power to the people. We're looking now for dropping them jewels. Either Rev, Minister of Public Relations. Let's go to the next caller. 510-422. Your Black Power Class Radio Show. Black power and all power to the people.
Black power, power to the people. Can y'all hear me out there?
Yes, sir. Black power.
Black power, black power, black power. This is Staff Sergeant EJ, the Black Lives Liberation Party, New Generation Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, representing. Just called to tune in, listen in. Thank y'all for listeners for tuning in, too, and soaking up all the revolutionary gems and class around black survival, especially dealing with international global revolution, which is an ongoing thing. From the inception of revolutionary organizations of the planet to fight against the ruling class, the elite, the imperialists, the colonialists, anything that represents exploitation from the land, the minerals, and also the exploitation of the people. You know, in any organization, in any group, any gorilla on the planet fighting against it, you know, got to get the major salute. Why? Because they're trying to put an end to white imperialism. They're trying to put an end to capitalism, put an end to an oligarchic system that's built off of the ruling class to oppress and lump proletariat and, for lack of better terms, the peasants, the people who don't have anything, the have not. And we, as black people in America, in the confines of America, we have to get out of the notion of just looking down the block or looking in our own city of how things just oppresses us here, too. You know, things happening around globally oppresses us here. You know, and just as Eden Ref mentioned, Minister of Public Relations, as far as the institutions that's built off the bloodshed, the flesh, the labor, the untaxed labor, unpaid labor, slavery of our ancestors, you know, from America to Europe and all over the planet, but primarily America, because America represents one of the biggest military branches as the pigs of the planet. And that a lot of the resources, a lot of the minerals and things like that that exist in this country come from, you know, raping the land of this soil and also the soil across the world. And also trying to find dominance in different territories like Vietnam or Guam, or places, countries all across the world. And they try to and will use people within those countries to go against each other like they do us out here. So we won't have independent or determination to overthrow that government that oppresses. And by doing that, by having people go against each other, then how will they ever, you know, be eliminated? And that's what they do. So they'll throw a rock and make two groups or two tribes go against each other before they get at the real enemy, you know. So that's why it's important for us to pay attention to these dynamics and phenomena that exist and also our role in it. Because during the time when the Vietnam War was going on, after the Vietnamese kicked the French ass out of the country from being colonized, then U.S. imperialism came, U.S. Army came, and then eventually got their ass whooped from internal contradictions that was existing between black soldiers and the higher-ranking white soldiers. Because during the time of revolution that was happening across the planet, you had a lot of liberation struggles going on. So through global revolution that they were going to send ranking panthers to go fight for the Vietnamese, you know? And that's how much committed we have to be in our fight. We have to be committed to go anywhere in the world, you know, to uproot the imperialists and the roots of colonists out of anywhere across the planet. And that's how much determination it takes. It takes, you know, and that's what all these factors, because if you talk about any organization on the planet, they ain't rich. They ain't got no money like that. A lot of them is poor. A lot of them has, you know, tattered clothes and wear tires for shoes and dealing with the bare minimum. But yet they have a whole bunch of heart. That's what a lot of these groups prove symbolically. And also that's what the Black Liberation factions prove in America too, that we have determination, more heart than any kind of machinery that they could throw at us. And by understanding a protracted struggle and understanding the long term, because like the rest said, no, and it's been clearly stated many numerous times, the revolution ain't linear, man. It ain't going to be just point A to point Z in the steps that you folks, that you want to take it in. It could be 50, 70 years, just like the Chinese Revolutionary War was. It's not going to happen probably within our lifetime, but we got to keep going on, keep that spark rising, that fire rising by the fuel we pump it in, by our theories and actions and experiences, and also related to those across the planet. That's how much we got to be committed to, you know, have that heart and courage to fight against the enemy. And that's all I wanted to say, family. That's, you know, part of revolution.
Black power,
everybody,
black power.
Black power, black power. Our people.
Much respect all day. Sergeant EJ, dropping them jewels. The phone lines is lit up. But unfortunately, we can't take no more callers because this is a short show today. Please call in again January 1st, 2019. This will be the year of the Panther Claw. 2019 will be the year of the Panther Claw. So tune in, same black time, same black channel, as we push for death to white supremacy, death to capitalism, death to imperialism, and death to fascism. Black power.
Born in 1946 in Mikhail Kalashnikov, built with loosely fitted parts, delivered devastating shots. Hold them 7.6239 millimeter, fully automatic, gas powered magazine feeding. I can bust underwater, require minimal cleaning. Plus, I'm easy to dismantle for maintenance of my machinery. Soviet ingenuity, virtually indestructible. It comes around the men and historically proven functional. Duplication in China, with a slightly shorter muscle, though. My front place was a Russia, most popular across the globe. What about they call me Chop? Muslim, I saw me Rashad. Get my nickname from the sounds that I be making. When I'm knocking double rounds with the establishment from the Middle East of Compton, find me rocking with the faction who lives with limited options. The shots are down in the bottom, trotting it down the knowledge. In the hands of the oppressors, where you find me the most common. But from 40 to 100 for meta minutes to rockers. As soon as my chamber's locked, then my owner can get it back. I make an arsenal no complete, I'm the gorilla's choice of weapon. What's my motherfucking name? They call me AK-47.
Yeah, oink, oink, bang, bang. Real power come from the barrel of a gun. See, Mao Zedong teaches us. The war is just politics with bloodshed. The politics is just war without bloodshed. So we gon' let these shots be for us.
trouble, motherfucker. Arm up.
I'm the Uzi, the trusty Tuli. I bust smoothly, I'll leave blood spewing. I'm the foolie made by the Yehudi. I bust nines, you can use two of me at one time. Specialize in suppression, fire, and drive-by. 600 rounds per minute is how I'm fitting. Just picture when the clip is extended. This shit is ridiculous. Sometimes a whole 30, sometimes a whole 50. I'm light so you can lift me and move swiftly. I get busy. I don't do long distance or have good position. My position is counter-offensive. I'm vicious. I leave you dripping to everybody that's chilling with you. I'm relentless. Everybody can get the issue. I can buy you time so you can find a new place to hide behind. I'm not reliable. I'm designed to survive. Try me. Rah! That's what it sounds like when gorillas cry. Hey! Have a cool. I'm a boy way too cool. It's time to kill the enemy. Killing people's war. B-T-Y-Y-2. Arm stubble, motherfucker. That UZI make everybody die. This submachine gun ain't the one. It's no joke. Everybody getting smoked. Spread pigs, politicians, avaricious businessmen. Oink, oink, bang, bang, spray, spray. Brrrrat. Black power, blood baths, and land showers.
I won't deny you. I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police busting at me, but they can't do nothing to us.
Point and game type, yeah. Recycling Bogart, strapped up the same night. Got problems in hand.